probably just going to have to give me a minute this morning. I'm so full, I'm about to just bust, I think. It's good to understand the scripture sometimes, isn't it? We read about that joy unspeakable and full of glory. And it's good to read about it, but I tell you, it sure is good to feel it. Just to really look around and realize what God. Something died over there. I don't come out. Just look around, see what God's done for you. See your children up there singing. Woo. Isaiah chapter number 12. Isaiah chapter number 12. I'm going to just give you just a little thought. I'm going to rush this. I think the Lord showed up. I believe I could probably get by without preaching this morning. Just say, boy, it's been good to be in the house of God. And it has. I wonder how many of you, to be honest, I won't make you say anything, I promise, but you come to the altar this morning, you got some help. That's pretty good, amen. That's what we come for, amen. I stopped at Bass Pro Shop on the way to Livonia, Georgia, Thursday morning, and I didn't need anything. There's a difference in what I needed and what I wanted. As somebody say amen right there. I thought, why are you even stopping? I think it's a sin to go by it and not stop. So had to go by and pay homage, amen. I walked around in there for about an hour. I looked at boats, I looked at fishing rods, I looked at lures, I looked at camouflage, I looked at deer stands, I looked at guns. You know what I left with? Not a cotton picking thing. Because you was broke? No. Just wasn't nothing in there I really had to have at the moment. Amen. I'd hate to know I came to church and saw everything it had to offer and left without anything. And it free. Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 12. I'm going to read this whole chapter this morning. I saw something Friday on my way to church that really just made me, matter of fact, I eased over off the side of the road and stopped for a minute and just watched. And it reminded me of this scripture, and I'll tell you about it after we read. Now, Isaiah chapter number 12, the Bible said, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee." Some of us ought to stop right there and make that our life verse and just say, "Oh Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me." Ain't you glad God ain't mad at you this morning? Ain't you glad you found His favor and His love and His mercy? Thank God. Hey, oh Lord, I will praise thee. He said, "Behold, God is my..." Say that next word with me. Salvation. Let's do that again. "Behold, God is my what?"
Salvation.
"My salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my what?"
Strength.
"My strength and my what?"
Song.
"My song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with what?
Joy
shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." This thing sounds strange, doesn't it? It doesn't? My ears are strange. That's what it is. He said in verse 4, "And in that day shall you say, Praise the Lord, and call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted." That's what we're doing this morning. We're just declaring His doings among the people. Amen?
Amen.
What great things God hath done. When God does something in your life, you ought to tell it, you ought to tell it, you ought to tell it, and you ought to tell it. Hey, Paul, you ought to tell everybody you see, man, I went to church yesterday, and God forgave me of everything I ever done in my entire life. For God's sake, you ought to tell that, man. Amen. Some of us ought to go out of here and tell somebody, I came to church yesterday, I was cold and indifferent, I hadn't felt the touch of God in a long time, and He came and visited me, and I got in the altar, and I got things right with God. Amen. Amen. We ought to proclaim it among the people. Tell them. Amen. That's what a testimony is. Amen. Just telling what the Lord's done for you. Verse 5, He said, sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. Yes, He has. This is known in all the earth. Cry and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Amen. Look back with me at verse number 3. He said, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. I saw something Friday evening on my way to church that made me think of this scripture. And I hadn't seen in years and years and years. Brother Lee Pointer's church is in Livonia, Georgia, right between Hartwell and I forget the name of that next city up. But anyway, it's right there in the middle of those two. Maybe it's Royston, something like that. But it's out in the country. I mean, out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, just cow pasture after cow pasture after cow pasture. And when I'm somewhere I haven't been in a long time or never been, I don't watch the road when I drive much. You don't have to say anything, Brother Freddie. I'm looking under old barns, and I'm looking to see what I can see. You might, you know, you can't never tell. There may be an old 69 Camaro sitting in the weeds somewhere just waiting on the preacher to find it. Amen. But I'm looking at everything on the side of the road, and I'm driving down through here, and there's a double-wide trailer. It's on the edge of this great big farm, and it's just an old run-down double-wide, but out in front of the double-wide, you could tell it used to be an old home place, but the old house has long since been gone. But there was great big old live oak trees out when the, you know, in the yard, and you know it, whoever lived in that double-wide didn't plant them. Yeah. Amen. Used to be an old home place. But out in front of that double wide was a well. I'm talking about an old-fashioned well with a little roof over it. And up under that little well house shed, or that little roof, shed roof over that well house, was an old woman. That well had up over it a windlass with a rope. And that woman, and as I was driving by, I saw her go like this right here. I thought, man, I ain't seen anybody. We had a well like that at my grandmother's house. I hadn't seen nobody draw water out of a well. Maybe her pump was out. I don't know. Or maybe she didn't pay her water bill and they cut the county water off. But for some reason, that old woman was drawing water out of that well. And I pulled over on the side of the road and I watched, and she pulled that thing around about 3 or 4 more times. And boy, about the time it cleared, you could see that old bucket and water was just spilling out over the side. And I thought, boy, God, that sure is good. I think about the day I dropped my bucket in your well and it came up full and running over. Hallelujah. And I thought about this thought about drawing water out of the wells of salvation. Amen. In the Bible, you see, people built their lives around a well. If the well went dry, the whole town moved. They had to be where the well was. I'm glad we got a pretty good well right here in Villarica, Georgia. Amen. I'm glad we got a place where we can come on Sunday morning. Maybe we come in weary and weak and tired, and we can just come in, drop the old bucket down again and say, Lord, I need a fresh drink out of that well. God, it's been a hard week. I've got a lot on me. God, if you could just fill my bucket one more time. Woo! We can come to the well this morning and get a bucket full. And it'll give us what we need to go back out yonder tomorrow. Amen. In the Bible days, they built their entire lives around those wells. I mean, life centered around it. Because they'd have to go to that well and draw water. Why? It was necessary for every aspect of their life. For cooking, that represents our food. For our spiritual food, we've got to have that well of salvation. Once we get saved, that's not it. We've got to keep coming back and keep not for salvation, but for food. For nourishment, amen.
That's right.
Amen. Not only do they use that well for cooking. They used that well for cleaning. Amen. I tell you, every now and then, it feels good just to get a good shower, don't it? Amen. I don't mind getting dirty, but I don't like staying dirty. Hear me? I don't mind getting dirty. I don't mind getting dirt under my fingernails or grease under my fingernails. I don't mind getting calluses on my hand. But that shower sure does feel good. As Christians, we don't mind going out there in the world. That's what we're called to do. We're called to go out there and be witnesses. Amen. We're called to go and tell every creature about the Lord Jesus Christ. But when we go, we're going to get some dirt on us. But I'm glad we can come back to the well. And boy, we can get cleaned up again. Amen. They used that water for cooking. They used it for cleaning. They used it for every aspect of their life. They used it for quenching. Sometimes they didn't need nothing to eat. They didn't need a bath. They just needed a good drink. I sat here this morning and watched my children sing and seen people I prayed for come to the altar, boy, and them tears just started flowing. You said, what's all that about? I just getting a drink. Hey, man, I just popped the cap off a bottle of Holy Gatorade and was getting a good shot this morning. Thank God for that well of salvation. Amen. I'm glad we got a good place to draw. I'm glad, listen, I'm glad Happy Valley's not a dry well. I may never get the message this morning. I'm glad this is not a dry well. You ever seen a dry well? We used to have one on a place where we used to lease and deer hunt. It had an old well on it. There wasn't no water in that well. Every time we'd dress and clean those deers, that's where we'd put all the junk in that old well. It was a dry well. It wasn't good for nothing else. I'm glad this is not a dry well. I've been in churches that used to be wells of water. Now they're dry wells. You go sit through a service, you can't feel the touch of God. You don't feel the sweet breath of the Holy Ghost blowing on you at all. Nobody ever comes to the altar. Nobody ever says amen. Most people just sleep, look like a bunch of chickens pecking corn. You know what that is? That's a dry well. I'm glad when we come in here. I'm glad when we walk in on Sunday morning, whether we be on the radio or not, whether there be a Sunday night or a Wednesday night. Hey, God shows up here on Wednesday night. Man, imagine that. I'm glad it's not a dry well. I'm glad we can come in. We can come in and get a good drink. Amen? Listen, these wells of salvation. Let me give you three little thoughts about this well. In verse number 2, he said, behold, God is my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. Friend, your first trip to the well has got to be for salvation. Your very first trip to the well has got to be salvation. Listen, you may have this problem in your life or that problem. Your finances may be upside down. Your wife may be about to walk out the door. Your health may be falling apart. But your first trip to the well cannot be physical healing. It cannot be marital healing. It has got to be spiritual healing. Your first drink out of that well has got to be the water of life, friend. I'm reminded of that little lady who met Jesus at the well. The Bible said in so many ways she was a wicked woman. She had had 5 husbands, and the man she was living with now wasn't even her husband. Well, y'all got quiet. Living together ain't right. I know there's a lot of folk in that situation that don't make it right. Amen. Well, okay, y'all nod your head. They say, what if we're in that situation? Get married. That's simple, ain't it? Jesus told her about something. See, she wasn't even a Jew. He wasn't even supposed to be talking to her. He told her about some water she could drink and never thirst again. He told her all about it. He explained what he was talking about. Hey, man, she said, you ain't even got no bucket to draw with. He said, woman, I am the well. Woman, what you don't understand is I am the water of life. Amen. And if you'll drink this water, you'll never thirst again. You know what she said? She looked back at him and said, give me this water. And the Bible said she left her water pot, went back to town and told everybody, you got to come see this man. Is not this the Christ? Hey, he told me whatsoever ever I've done. Man, this got to be him. First trip to the well's got to be salvation. Get that settled first. Get that settled first. That is the first and foremost priority of your life. Get that taken care of. Do you have the water of life this morning? Are you saved? If you died today, would heaven be your home? God, my salvation. What a great pardon. You say, preacher, you don't know what all I've done. I could tell you things about people you sitting in the pew with. If you had any idea, you'd get up and move. You know what this church is full of? A bunch of old wicked, hell-deserving sinners who have been saved by grace. That's all we are, nothing more, nothing less. Oh, yeah. We get this idea that to go to heaven when we die, we had to be born in church. Had to be raised in Sunday school. Now, ain't none of you born saved. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Some folks may be able to act a little more religious than others. Yeah. Amen. The Lord has saved you.
Amen.
No matter what you've done or where you've been. That old song said, love covers all sin.
Yes, sir.
Have you been to the well for salvation?
Yes.
Do you know Christ as your Savior? If you drop graveyard dead right now, would heaven be your home? Do you know? We sing that song. We'll probably sing her tonight. I know my name is there. I used to sing that song, and I just kind of haphazardly raised my hand. You know, when I was a kid, I'd sing that song at White Oak Spring. I had no idea what this was talking about. I had no idea whether my name was in heaven or not. But I'm glad tonight I can lift my hand and sing, I know, I know, I know my name is there. Amen. I know I'm a child of God. I don't know if I'll live till daylight, but I know I'm a child of God. I don't even know if I'll find gas for my truck to get to the airport to fly to New York in the morning. I told my wife, I said, you got to take me to the airport. I said, I don't know how we're going to get there. We rode and rode and rode around last night hunting some gas. Didn't even find no gas. Y'all know somebody who got some gas? See me after church. No, they was a line 4 miles long, Hess on Liberty Road. Yeah, 4 miles long. I can push my truck to the airport before I can sit, as long as I can sit in that line. Amen. Somebody knows where the gas, see me after church. Amen. I don't know if there's going to be no gas. I don't know. My wife said, this is weird. She said, the end is near. I said, you might be right. According to Brother Warren, it's tomorrow. I don't know, but I know this. I know why I'm saved. Amen. I know that. You say, you can't really know. Yes, you can. Preacher, how do you know you can know? Because I know.
Yeah.
How about that? Is that a good enough explanation for you? I know you can know because I know.
Amen.
Plus, I have Scripture to back it up over and over and over and over and over and over. These things have I written that you may know that you have eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I mean, over and over. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Over and over and over. Whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Hey, we can know that we're saved. Amen. I'm glad I came to the well that New Year's Eve and got a drink. And you know what? I have never thirsted again for salvation. I've thirsted for other things in my life, but not salvation. That first trip to the well's got to be for salvation. But listen, again in verse 2, he said, God is my salvation, I'll trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. The Lord Jehovah is my strength. After I was saved, you know what I needed? Strength to live. Strength to live. Do you know the greatest fear of any young Christian? I can't live it. I can't live it. The biggest excuse the devil will give you for not being saved is the fact that, don't do that, you can't live that life. Somebody's done pumped your head full of lies. Truth be known, look at me real careful. You can't live it. You can't live it. But is it Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. In my strength alone, I'm nothing. In my strength alone, I can't witness, I can't pray, I can't study my Bible, I can't preach a sermon, I can't even be faithful to my wife in my strength alone. But in Him, I can be a good husband. In Him, I can be a good father and a good grandfather. Maybe even a good father-in-law in Christ. In Christ, I can be a good church member. You see, it's not you. It's Him. It's not you. It's Him. He said, I just don't know if I can do it. Don't even try to do it. Ask Him to do it through you. Are we okay this morning? You say, man, I come to church on Sunday and I get right with God, but I go back on Monday and I mess up again. Hey, it's all right. Just get up. Just get up. Just get up. The Bible said a righteous man falleth down 7 times and riseth up again. Get up, dust yourself off, and do your best to do better tomorrow, and ask the Lord for strength. Amen. William asked me this morning, how you feel? I said, weak as water. You know what I need? I need some strength from above.
Amen.
I need some strength from above.
Amen.
Some of you, if you don't get some strength from God, you're not going to make it. You're spiritually anorexic.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about you.
Great.
You've gotten to a place, it's a scary place. Some of you, I'm worried you've gotten to a place that you look back and it looks like it's just too far to get back to God. You need some strength this morning.
Amen.
You need to ask Him, God, give me strength. Lord, give me strength, God. Give me strength to live. Give me strength, God. Increase my faith. Lord, help me to stand for You.
Amen.
Amen. You know what He'll do? He'll help you.
Amen.
He's my strength. He said He'd never leave me, never forsake me. Amen. That strength's there. It's in the well, but I've got to draw it. I've got to draw it. You know what He said? Here's what He said. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to thee. You know what He's saying? God says it's your move. I said again. It didn't say God will draw nigh to you and then you can draw nigh to Him. Uh-uh. He said you draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. It's your move. Well, I just don't know if I could ever be what I used to be or feel what I used to feel or live like I used to live. It's your move. That prodigal son, in the weakest point of his life, in a hog pen, about to eat the slop with the hogs. Bible said he came to himself. You know what he said? I will arise.
Yeah.
The father didn't come get him. He got up and went back to the father.
Amen.
You know why? Because the father didn't go nowhere.
Amen.
He was right where he left him to begin with.
Amen.
It's your move. You say, I want to feel the touch of God again. God says, really? It's your move. Just come back to me. You came for salvation, now come for some strength. Amen?
Amen.
Let me give you this last one, I'll quit. He said, behold God, in verse number 2, is my salvation. He said, I'll trust, not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. Watch this. He said, and my song. He also has become my salvation. He said, God is my salvation. He's my strength, and He's my song.
Amen.
You know what your song is? That's your joy. That's your peace.
Right,
is God your song this morning?
Come on, brother.
What is your song this morning? Think about it real good. What is your song this morning? As you go on your job tomorrow, what will you hum?
Yeah.
What tune will be stuck in your head?
Yeah.
Will it be amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me? I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Will it be what the kids sang this morning? God has been good in my life. Or I thank God that I stand on what never changes. Or what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Children of Israel found themselves captive. And the captor said, "Now sing us one of the songs of Zion." The Bible said they hanged their harps on the willows and said, "How can we sing in a strange land?" You know what happened? They had lost their song. They had lost their song. I'll never forget, a few years ago, our youth choir sang together with Brother Tony Shirley's youth choir at Tony Hudson's church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And Brother Tony taught me a little chorus to teach our kids so that they could sing it together. And he taught it to me over the cell phone. And it just said, "I love Jesus, He's my Savior. I love Jesus, yes I do. I love Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus smiles and loves me too." That little tune stuck in my head more than any tune I've sung in my entire life. And I just sing it all the night. There's a whole song to it, and I don't even know it. I just know that little chorus. I'm glad I got a song. I'm glad I got a song. What's your song this morning? I hope it's not "If Heaven Ain't a Lot Like Dixie, I Don't Want to Go." I hope it's not some Jonas Brothers junk. I hope that's not your song. I hope your song ain't some old Barf Brooks song. I hope you got a good song this morning. Boy, he's something to sing about, isn't he? He is, boy. He's something to sing about. Every time you come in here, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get songs about him. Why, he's worthy of singing about. He's worthy of singing about. Why don't you come back to the well this morning? Maybe you need to come to the well for salvation. Maybe you need to come to the well for strength this morning. Maybe you need to come and get your song back. Well, I tell you, it's a lonely place to get without a song. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you ain't got the foggiest idea. Those of you that knows what I'm talking about, you ought to come get your song back this morning.
Yes, sir.
That spirit and that peace that used to be in your heart, somewhere along the line you lost it. You can't quite figure out how to get it back. Some of you ain't even sure you want it back.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, you do. Deep down in your soul, you know you do. You longing, like David, as he sat in that old cave of Adullam, and looked out across that field and said, "Boy, if I had a drink out of that well."
Yes, sir.
The Bible said David longed. David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me a drink."
Amen.
Deep down in your heart, you're longing to have that song again. There's just too much junk in the way. Earlier in the scriptures, I believe it's back in Genesis, one of them boys, I believe it was Isaac, redigged the wells of his father. He found them old wells, but somebody had filled them full of junk. He got in there and got all that old junk out of that well. Got all them rocks people done throwed in there, and all them old animal carcasses, and got everything out of that well. And dug at it a little bit and let that water flow again. Maybe you just need to get on this altar this morning. Don't pay these boys no attention. Maybe you just need to get on this altar this morning and get some of the junk out of the well and ask God to let it bubble in your soul again. Let's stand to our feet. Brother Todd, y'all come and get us a song. Listen, we're going to give the invitation. We're going to have an altar call here in just a moment. Before we do, I wonder if we could just bow our heads together this morning. Nobody looking around, heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder if there's one here today that say, "Preacher, I need to come to that well of salvation. I don't know if I died today if heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. I know I need to get this settled.
If you'd just slip up your hand, I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. Preacher, I don't know, if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Anybody like that? God bless you, sir. God bless you, buddy. I see your hand. Anybody else? Appreciate these men being honest. Preacher, pray for me. I don't know if I'm saved. God bless you, sir. I see your hand. God bless you, ma'am. God bless your heart. Thank you for being so honest this morning. Thank you for being honest with me. But most of all, thank you for being honest with God. I wonder if there's others. Others who say, preacher, I know I'm saved. But boy, I'm afraid my well's gone dry. I need some strength. I need my song. Please pray, preacher, I'd get back to the well. Come on. Come on. Be honest. Hands up all over the place. God, help us this morning. You pray with me. Father, as we come in your presence, Lord, we say thank you for the well. Thank you for that sweet living water, God, that you put in our soul. Lord, thank you for the strength that you give day by day. Thank you for the song and the peace that we know in our heart. Lord, you've seen these hands that were raised. There's some men here this morning need to get this thing settled about their soul. I pray you'd help them. Lord, there's ladies here today. Lord, this would be a good time for them to get that thing settled. Never have to worry about it again. Help them today, dear God. Have your way in this altar call, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.